I want to encourage you to turn to 2 Samuel chapter number 23. I spoke a message a number of years ago about a man named Shammah. Anybody remember that? Shammah in the lentil patch. I felt very encouraged of the Lord today, although this isn't that same message. It's going to be different in context. But I felt the Lord direct me back to this particular portion of Scripture for such a time as this. How many believe the Lord is still on the throne? How many of you believe He's still great? That there's none like Him? Amen. All right, are you there? 2 Samuel chapter 23. Keep your sword by you. Keep your word by you. Spend some time in it. Listen, I want to encourage you in the next whatever days it is until Inauguration Day, I want to encourage you to get some time in the Word. Go to Psalm 121, read it. Go throughout the Word and read it. Encourage yourself in the Lord. David said, I encouraged myself. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And I want to admonish you today to encourage yourself in the Lord. I want to encourage you to be very prayerful. Be very prayerful. From now until Inauguration Day. Be very prayerful. And maybe some of you can even fast. I know for some of you, you're not able to because of, you know, some health restrictions. But we can fast other things other than food even. We can get, maybe some of you could give up some of your daytime TV shows. It'd be good for you. Maybe some of you can snack your candy or your soda or whatever it is that you can't seem to live without one day, why don't you give it up for the next 60 days and pray and say, God, I'm just asking you to move, and we want to see your hand move. So I want to encourage you to be very prayerful. And listen, those of you who are on social death sites, listen. That's right, social death sites. Some people call them social media. I call them social death sites. Be careful. Put the word to it. Don't fight with people. Don't argue with people. We're the church. We're the light of the world. Something you just don't agree with, don't delete it. Don't get into just ridiculous arguments with people that you can't win the argument anyway. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. Start telling people you love them. That'll mess them all up when they want to fight with you and you tell them you love them. Hey, husbands and wives, next time one gets at the other one, just look at them and say, I love you. They say, you know what, I'm so mad at you. Just look at them and say, you know what, I just love you. You know, there's just something, even when you get mad at me, there's just something, but you are so cute, I love you. They'll melt like hot butter. Just, I love you. Put your arm around. I know what some of you think. Some of you think, no, I want to lay hands on them. I want to smack them upside the head. No, you got to stop doing that. Love on them. Tell them you love them. Tell them God loves them. All right? All right, 2 Samuel chapter 23. By now, you ought to be there. 2 Samuel 23. We're going to be looking at verse 11 and verse 12. And after him was Shammah. And the Philistines were gathered together into a crop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he, Shammah did something that opposite of what everyone else did. Have you ever felt like you were swimming upstream? Have you ever just felt like you were going in the opposite direction where everyone else was going? Year after year after year, the Philistines would come down at harvest time and they would raid this lentil patch. Year after year after year, they would come down and put the fear of destruction and death into these people's hearts. But somehow, some way, this year, Shammah had had enough. Have you ever had enough? Shammah had decided that no longer was he going to flee with the rest of the people. He was going to stand, the scripture says. He stood in the midst of the ground and he defended it. Shammah said, everyone else is running. Everyone else is afraid. Everyone else is weary. Everyone else is discouraged. Everyone else is just lost. But not today. I am going to stand. Today I am going to declare, this is my field, and I am not going to allow the enemy to come in any longer. Hear me, moms and dads. We need to start standing in our field and saying, you've had our sons long enough. You've had our daughters long enough. You've had our husbands long enough. You've had our wives long enough. Today we have had it, and we're going to stand in the middle of our field. And we're going to take authority over the enemy who comes to ravish it, come to steal from it, and come to destroy all that we have worked so hard for. And the people fled from the Philistines. That sounds like a familiar thing when Saul's army cowered back as Goliath had mocked the children of God. For some 40 days he mocked them and he belittled them and he just let out fierce things against them, and they were so afraid of what Goliath would do to them. But then God brought about one who was willing to stand his ground. One that was willing to say, hey, listen, this ain't going to happen any longer. Because you've defied our God. We're not going to put up with that any longer. We're going to stand in faith. We're going to take back what the enemy has attempted to steal from us. Amen? But he stood. And sometimes when you stand, it'll make you unpopular. Sometimes when you stand, people will look at you like you're crazy. Because what in the world can one man accomplish? What in the world could one individual do? Well, we see it through Shammah. We saw it through David. We saw it through Esther. And we've seen it through many throughout the Word of God. When one was willing to stand and speak truth in the middle of darkness. When one was willing to stand and take back what the enemy had tried to ravish and steal from them. It's time, church, to stand and take what is yours. It's time to stand and speak to the enemy of your soul and say, no longer our house, no longer our church, no longer our children, no longer our relationships. We are going to stand for God. We're going to stand for the word of the Lord. And he stood in the midst of the ground and he defended it. And the scripture says he slew the Philistines. And the Lord brought a great victory. Because one man was willing to trust God. One man was willing to stand and honor God. One man was willing to put his faith and his confidence and his trust in the Lord. As Proverbs tells us, trust in the Lord. Not wavering. A double-minded man will fall for anything. But when we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and we lean not on our own understanding, how many of them are there? It doesn't matter how many of them there are. Because if God before you, who can be against you? When did we stop believing that? Come on, church. When did we stop believing that God, with God, all things? With this God of, oh, but I feel so defeated, Pastor. Oh, you know, my family. Oh, my job. Oh, my miserable husband. Oh, my miserable wife. Them miserable kids. Why did we ever have them? Oh, I can't stand my parents. And blah, 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 blah. When did we stop believing that with God all things are possible? Now unto them that believe. I stand and declare to you today, the enemy has come out at us with fear and worry and anxiety and stress, with sickness and disease and with poverty. But today we come against him in the name of the Lord. Just as David said, you come at me with a sword and a spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord. When have we lost our confidence in the name of the Lord? These battles belong to the Lord. They belong to the Lord. And the Lord will fight our battles for us. He works it all together for the righteous. For the righteous. You come at me with this. You come at me with worry. You come at me with an oppressive spirit. You come at me with unrelentless attacks of belittlement and shame and embarrassment. Oh, you come at me with stress, and you come at me with anxiety. But today I come at you. Today I do not go backwards, but today I go forward. That needs to be your mindset. You need to stop running backwards in retreat, and you need to grab your sword in your hand and declare like Shammah and say, no more, not today and not next year, because I'm standing in this field and I'm going to take what is mine. An enemy, you can't have them no more. Oh, but the devil's so big. Pastor, the devil's so big. And he just don't leave me alone. And the devil's after me all the time. And the devil's after my car. And he broke my toaster down. And the devil's after my washing machine. And the devil, he's even after my roof. My roof's leaking. The devil's after my roof, Pastor. The devil's after everything. The devil's just everywhere. Oh, stop it. You know where the devil is supposed to be? Under your feet. Under your feet. Because we have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. When he starts lying to you about your future, you need to start reminding him of his. When he tells you you're not going to go ahead, you're not going to do better, you're not going to succeed, you're not going to get a better job, you're not going to have success in life, this thing isn't going to happen, that thing's not going to happen, your life is just a disaster. Well, it may be, but he's the God of the turnaround. I'm not here today to tell some of you that your life ain't a mess, because it is. Huh? Because you got off into believing something other than truth. You got off into trusting something other than God. And because of that, your life is a mess. How's it working for you? How's it going for you? Huh? Who got more of your money at the end of the month, other people or you? What's the devil done to you? It's time you get up and get mad at the devil. It's time you tell him, I have had it. I'm not going to believe your lies anymore. But I'm going to stand on the word that is truth. That is absolute truth. And today I'm coming at you in the name of the Lord. I want to remind you of a word that is an Italian word. It is a Spanish word. See, I'm a little more well-rounded than some of you may think. Well, I may not be able to speak a whole sentence, but I can give you a word. Some of you, do you remember what the word is? I shared with you back in the lentil patch a few years back. Anybody remember the word? Ah, who said it? Basta! Huh, there's just something about that word. It feels good. Say it. Yeah, y'all are like, oh, basta. I wasn't sure if you were saying basta or pasta. You got to do it like this. Basta. Where's my Italians at? Come on. Basta, right? What's the matter with you, right? Basta. Basta. There's something about certain words and certain names that Joshua. I can't say Joshua normally. Joshua. There's something about that name. I don't know what Joshua. Moses. When I say Moses, it gets Moses. Moses. I get like a deep God with Moses. Esther. Esther. Paul. John, Mark, Matthew. Huh? Yeah. Basta! You know what basta means? It means stop. Let me tell you what else it means. It means enough. So maybe Shammah said that day, maybe he got a little Italian. Huh? See, I don't know why I talk about Italian. All of a sudden I start doing things like this and I... Maybe Shammah got a little Italian, huh? He said, hey, what's the matter you coming into this field trying to steal my lentils, huh? I'm going to show you. I tell you right now, I'm going to show you, huh? Basta! See, I look at things when I read them like that. You crazy Philistines coming in here to basta, I basta you, huh? What's the matter you coming in here taking my lentils, huh? I'm not going to give you my lentils. I got to take them home to mama. I don't come home with no lentils. Mama, I got to put up with mama. I'd rather face you than mama, huh? Any good Italians know what I'm saying? You're not going to face a mama. You'd rather face the Philistines than mama. Ain't coming home with no, you know. I had to preach a whole sermon sometime and I'd like my Italian accent. Enough! He said, enough. That's enough. I've had it. Enough. When was the last time you said enough? Instead of going, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm just so defeated and I'm just so beaten down and I'm just so. Get up. Get up. Get up. Yes, you may have been knocked down, but get up. Yes, you may have been knocked down harder than you've ever been knocked down, but get up. Get up. Stand firm. You say, Pastor, I don't know how to. Watch, it's real simple. You ready? You're down. It's that simple. Get up. Get up. Yes, your life may be a mess. Your marriage may be a mess. You got some family relationships and friendships that just may be a mess. You may have a kid that's in a mess. Well, we've all had some of this stuff. But it just might be a mess. But get up. Get up. Because the scripture says even demons tremble just the mention of his name. So when you get up, remember who's getting you up. Remember him. Start speaking his name. Start confessing his name. Start declaring his name. I'm getting up in Jesus' name. I'm not getting up in my own power. I'm getting up in Jesus' name. Basta. I've had it. I'm standing firm on the word of God. He said he's for me, not against me. He said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No tongue that would rise against me would prosper. That's what the word of God says. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. The Bible says I am the apple of his eye. The Bible says I am an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, I shall not be moved. When was the last time we stood with that type of tenacity? Enough. Let me tell you some things today. That's right. Even baby talk can tell. Hey, we're going to have another sign up real quick for water baptism. We already have like 7 more people that want to get. We baptized, I think, 15 last Sunday, and we've got 7 more signed up that have said and expressed interest in wanting to get water baptized. So we're going to put another sign up there. This week, and if you would like to be water baptized and you weren't able to the last time, we're going to do it real soon again because we're not going to make you wait very long. Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you one of the things the enemy wants to do to you. You ready, James? He wants to wear you out. He wants to wear you out. How many of you today can honestly say sometimes you just feel wore out? You just feel wore. That's the enemy. He wants to wear you out. He wants to tire you out. Because when you're tired and when you're weary, you do not think straight. You fight more when you're tired and weary. You fight battles you don't even have to fight when you're weary. When you're weary, when you're tired, when you're worn out, and when you have, you fight easier. But we got to learn how to fight because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. He wants to wear you out. He wants to tire you out. But I declare to you today, I declare to you today, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled, church. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, the Bible says, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice, right? Rejoice in Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. There used to be a song. We used to sing that many years ago in the church. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We need to rejoice. You say, well, I don't feel like rejoicing. It's not a feeling. There, I just set you free. It's not a feeling. What'd you say? It's a decision. It's an action. It's something you do. It isn't something, oh, I don't feel like rejoicing. I just don't feel. Oh. That's the church. The church is a lot like that. I don't feel like. Wednesday night, I just don't feel like it. You say, hey, it's Sunday morning. I don't feel like it. And then you show up at church and you're agitated. Did you even did it? Because you didn't feel like it. And then the worship team, why are they all so happy up there? And all singing and, you know, Karen wanting to give everybody a clap, and I just had it. I'm not doing it. Like, what is up with that? Rejoice in the Lord always. And then he says, in case you didn't get it the first time, and again I say, rejoice. Why would he tell it to us like, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say, because he knew sometimes we don't get it the first time. Sometimes we don't get it the first time. Sometimes we don't understand the first time. He said, listen, yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff in this life, and it's going to be frustrating, and there's a lot of things that are going to cause you to want to mistrust, and there's going to be things that are going to want to cause you to have fear, and there are going to be things that are going to want to cause you to worry and, you know, be so tangled up in the stress of life. Don't do it. Don't get caught up in it, because greater is he is in you than he is in the world. If God before you, who can be against you, right? God's word is so good and it's so true. I love that part where he says, no weapon formed against me, because that tells me that there are going to be weapons, so I can't be ignorant, Ethan. I know stuff's going to come at me. But he said, don't worry about the stuff that's coming at you. There are weapons formed. Some of you have had weapons formed against you. Some of you in the middle of some battles right now of weapons that have been formed against you. And their goal of the weapons that have been formed against you are to destroy you. They're to weary you. They're to take you out of where you should be. They're to distract you. But you've got to put the sword in your hand today and say, I'm standing strong today. I'm not moving from my field, and I'm going to fight for it. Going to fight for it. We're going to do battle for it. And I believe that's the field of your home and the family. I believe that's the field of your life. I believe that's the field of this United States of America. We've got to stand strong and firm. You know, half the church don't even know what it believes today. It's true. Because we're all caught up into dunamos. How about those leaders? Oh, here's what we do. We create denominations. Division. Denomo means to divide. Division. Well, I ain't been no part of that healing gospel. You know, when people believe in healing. Well, then just be sick your whole life. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm sick and tired of them prosperity preachers. Well, then be broke all your life. The scripture says, God would that you would prosper and that you would be in health. You know, it's God's desire for you to do well. God wants you to do well. We don't even understand what all that means, but he wants us to do well. I think I got a pretty good grip on that. He wants me to prosper in every area and aspect of my life. He wants me to walk in peace and love and joy. And if I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything I have need of, he adds unto me. That's what his word says. When do we stop believing that stuff? These are the most simple things in the word of God, but somehow we've lost the power and the authority of them. Listen to Isaiah 61 verse 10, and we're going to close. Isaiah 61:10. Bet you never thought we'd close on early today. It ain't over yet. My wife said to me the other day, we were listening to this pastor, and she said, "Did you know he said he was closing 45 minutes ago?" I said, "Yeah, I feel his pain." And then he said he was going to close again and went another 20 minutes. a friend of mine's church, they started at 10:30. They started at 10:30, and the guest speaker got up to speak at 1:30. And that's every Sunday. They don't go to church. They have church. They don't go to church. They go to church. There's a difference. They ain't worried about what's happening at noon. They ain't worried about what's happening at 1. Sometimes they'll tell the ladies, go down to the kitchen and cook some stuff up. If you're hungry, go down and get something to eat and come back up. And they just keep going. Sometimes they start at 10:30 and don't get out at 3, 4 in the afternoon. They had a guest speaker. He said, "I don't know what you do to these people." He said, "I ain't never seen a church like this. They don't want to leave. They enjoy bathing in the glory and the presence of God like nothing I've ever seen," he said. He said, "How much time?" He said, "I was wondering how much time they're going to give me." He said, "I guess now I don't have to worry about that." You know, every guest speaker goes to the church, asks the pastor how much time, you know, they want to be cordial, they want to be, how much time do I have, you know? I usually say, well, we'll see what the Lord does, you know. If you have 4 closings, then I guess you got 4 closings. Isaiah 61:10, are you there? I will. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Say that. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Say that. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. Come on. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Say it. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments. As a bridegroom decketh his with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, because he hath clothed me with salvation and covered me in a robe of righteousness. How many can say amen to that? Amen. That right there is reason to take your sword and defend your ground. Garments of salvation, robes of righteousness, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Come on, team, will you come back to the platform this morning? We've got to stand today in faith. Stand in faith with the word of God in our hands. Speaking the word. Lay the word on it. Put the word on it. When you don't know what to say, go to the word. When you're not sure what to post, go to the word. How many here got an opinion? Let me see your hand. You got an opinion? You better raise your arm and come down and put it up for you. Y'all got opinions? All right, put your hand down and go like this. Just go like this. You know what that is? That's a belly button. We all got one of those too. All right? So get over it. What's important is, what does God say? Are you with me? What does God say? Today we're going to stand for righteousness. Today we're going to stand for the kingdom of God. Today we're going to stand for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And I've got news for you. There is nothing or no one that can stop the enhancement of the furtherance of the kingdom of God. Maybe I say that again. There is no one, there is no political system, there is no one that can stop the advancement of God and the kingdom of God. And He has entrusted you with it. Amen? Amen. Come on, stand with me today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You today for the encouragement in our hearts. Lord, we thank You today that we can stand in the face of our enemy. And because You are with us, we can declare basta. We can tell the enemy to stop, no more. We can stand firm today in faith, believing that You work all things together for our good. Lord, that You know the plans that You have for us. They're plans for good and to prosper us. Lord, You love Your children. Your word says You would that none would perish. It's Your desire. You desire that none would. And we pray for those who are lost today. We pray for those who are so lost they can't find their way. But we ask, Father, that You will send laborers. Lord, that the Holy Spirit will stir them in their sleep. The Holy Spirit will catch them in their cars and in their bedrooms. Stir them out of the places of unrighteousness that they find themselves in. Father, we thank You today that as we stand and boldly confess that we are children of the Most High God, born again, Spirit-filled. Father, we stand today and believe all Your promises are yes and amen. And so today, Father, we thank You for encouraging us, strengthening us through Your word. What a great day it's been in the house of the Lord. When we leave this place, may we go forth with great joy, knowing that we have won the battle, that the victory is ours, says the Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Lord, Your name is to be praised. And we bless You and we honor You. And we move forward from this day forward, fighting the good fight of faith, trusting You with everything that is within us, because You are God. Yes. You are God, and You do not fail us. We believe that. Now, once again, I pray Your blessing over this congregation of people, those who are gathered here, those who have tuned in and are listening over the internet. Father, we send out Your word today. We ask Your blessing and Your strength upon each one that's listening now. Father, if there are any today that need to become born again, they need to accept You as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray right now, Father, that under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, they will bow their hearts and confess You as Lord. Say, Jesus, You are Lord. Forgive me of my sin. I want to live a new life in You today. Father, I pray that there would be any that listen or listening right now that do not know You, they would bow their hearts to You. Lord, I pray Your continued strength and blessing upon the lives of those who already know You. Gird us up, Father, today, that we may go in the joy of the Lord, mounting up with wings as eagles. Oh, God, You are so good. Let Your blessing, let Your strength, let Your peace, and let Your joy be magnified in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen.